This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Welcome back, Nation. It's time now for some Cowboys Twitter. Got a mock draft coming in here. Let's do some draft coverage, and then we'll get into other things that have been said about the team coming off of yesterday's season-ending loss to the Giants. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys here in Dallas. All right. Coming up on an hour from the G-Bag of the Day is Pat McAfee narrating a B2 flyover will face the Challengers. Lucius has the champ of the Challengers coming up at 5:30 right before he gets to L.A. Live at 5:40 every night here on The Fan. Okay. We go to John Owning. Did one for Pro Football Focus. Get the offseason started properly. Sonny Styles at 12. The Ohio State linebacker kind of becoming a polarizing player. You know, some people really like him. Some people aren't quite as sold. And then a trade down with the Packers pick to pick up a 2 and a 3, and they get a corner out of San Diego there, Chris Johnson in the second round, and then Mezidor, the other edge at Miami, going in the third round there to complete your first 2 days of picks. Wouldn't hate if they do that.
Not at all. That'd be a big win. I'm still a big fan of Sonny Styles. I think he's just scratching the surface on his potential. He's only played the position 2 years, converted to safety. You've seen him wreck games. I understand the Miami game has people like, oh my gosh, they're freaking out about it. That's a physical offensive line. Did he have his best game? No, but he also went up against a physical front, maybe the best team in the country in Indiana, and absolutely tore them up in the Big Ten championship game prior. So I'd be all for that. You're checking a lot of boxes. I haven't watched that corner yet. I know John Owning's a big fan, and I respect the hell out of John, who's going to join us 3 o'clock on Thursday. So we'll talk more with him maybe about that player. But that'd be awesome. I think Mezidor might be playing himself up out of the third round. I mean, that dude's earning himself a ton of money with the way he's playing in the playoff right now.
I know you watched that Miami team quite a bit, Chief. You were there in person last week. So cool. Do you think Mezidor has what it takes to succeed in the NFL as well?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think the only knock on him is just going to be he's a little bit older of a prospect. Like, he'll be 25 years old when he's a rookie. But if he was like your run-of-the-mill 22-year-old, I think you're talking about a first-round kind of player. He's got good size. They move him around, him and Bain both. He's pretty good versus the run. I think the world of this player.
Okay, elsewhere.
So if you get him, where did he get him at?
Third round.
Yeah. A third round would
That's
be a freaking home run.
The thing is, there's so many edges. I saw one report that estimated in the first two rounds, 20% of the picks.
Yeah.
12 players could be edges. So if you're a pretty good one, this isn't the year to be coming out.
Yeah.
Because you're not going second round. You're going third or maybe even longer.
He's relentless. I mean, any one of these prospects from the Hurricanes defense, you're getting a dog. Like,
nice.
These guys are all violent. They smack you, and he is just he's full throttle all the time, Mesidor.
That's my bias when I'm watching film is I love dogs, and I don't like finesse players who are going to be in position and use awareness but lack the nastiness, lack the tenacity, and that's why I'm not the biggest fan of Sonny Styles, but he is so traitsy and has so much upside that if they took him at 12, I could definitely get excited about that.
Yeah, super athlete.
ML football with a brutality here. As Russell Wilson revealed, he tore his hammy the Friday before the Cowboys game in week two.
Oh, no.
Still threw for 450 yards and three touchdowns. Apparently, according to this tweet anyway, I don't know, maybe I'm getting ball sacked a little bit here, but the NFL is going to investigate as the team did not report the injury. But he's out there with a torn hammy. I don't know if I believe this report. Do you guys? An actual torn hammy?
No.
I guess maybe a slightly pulled one that is technically a tear.
I don't want to believe this.
He was moving around pretty good in the pocket. Yeah. I would say that, you know, because, yeah, well, take the snap, launch it. That's kind of what he was doing. But yeah. I didn't feel like that he was – he didn't look like he was playing compromised.
Mm-mm. No, he did not. That one was
no team loves compromised players than the Cowboys. They love the compromise to play against the compromised guys.
They'll make you look real good.
Yeah.
What'd you think of Jackson Dart last night? He made some great throws, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah. You know, the thing about Jackson Dart, it's funny. Even when he tries to kind of be smart and get down and do stuff, he still gets hit.
Yeah.
Quinn Williams.
He just is, poor guy's trying to get to the ground and he gets a knee to the head, ugh. You know. And
yeah.
And he takes some shots there, but yeah, I've always been a Jackson Dart fan.
Like Spags was on, Mickey Spagnuolo was on with KNC today and said out of all the job openings right now, he'd prefer the Giants job because they have a quarterback for the future. Would you feel that strongly about Jackson Dart? I think he flashes some potential, but
if you listen to Bob Papa, who was on with us yesterday, he sounded like the Giants and the Cowboys have the same problems. Didn't he, Chief? Mm-hmm. He sounded like, hey, man, Dallas has got skilled players at wide receiver. And, you know, that hopefully they get Neighbors back and all that. But, man, he went through a litany of positions that they're going to have. He goes, they got no cap money, and all they've got is picks. And they won games to get out of the first overall pick.
Yeah.
You know, so he's –
that might have been the best thing that happened for the Cowboys yesterday is the Giants can't trade back and get like three future ones.
Yeah, we'll take that.
To turbocharge their rebuild.
Yeah.
Tyler Smith looking to get some clarity in his exit meeting with Shoddy today. As is he going to be a left guard or a left tackle? And his quote, the biggest thing for me is what's best for the team, but also what's smart for me and my career. He acquitted himself pretty good out there at left tackle, didn't he, over these last 2.5-3 games?
Yeah, there were some times where he looked like...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Like to me that he was trying to play guard playing tackle, and he's just such a naturally good athlete, but you could see with all the times that he's played in such a small area where he's, you know, it's quick with the hands, quick with the feet and all that, playing space is a totally different thing for a guy that's so good at playing in tight, confined areas. But when he had to play a little wider and stuff like that, that you could see there was a little bit of, oh my gosh, hang on, here we go, got to try and push the guy by kind of situation. You know, quick feet, maybe punch, maybe some strength. I wouldn't move him from guard. I just would not move him from guard. He's just if you just believe in Dak and having the ability to step up and make throws, you need having BB and Booker and Smith inside makes a really big difference.
Yeah, I just don't know how you put this line together without spending big in free agency or the draft without moving him. You know, I just don't know if you have the players in-house that could allow you to do that. I think the biggest thing, and maybe what he and his agent are trying to get figured out here, is if you do want to move me to left tackle, we need to redo this contract, don't we? I need some more guaranteed money for
I'm
next
sure
year.
He would.
I don't know. Maybe this is a sleeper candidate for a holdout situation as you get set for training camp. But if the Cowboys do decide to move him there, I'd say, well, where's my extra $4 to $5 million here for playing on the edge and protecting Dak's blind side? But I think I would be encouraged by it. You know, it's a risk to move the player, but I think we've seen enough here at the end of this season to think that he could be at least a top 10 left tackle out there in the league. Okay, we get to Deron Bland. Said he's scheduled to have foot surgery on his left foot next week. This is from Todd Archer. Said the foot was bothering him for most of the year.
Yeah, the screw.
But expects to be fully healthy in the offseason program. I'm always trying to get back to feeling like I'm regular, feel like me. He said the added time of the offseason should help his recovery and rehab as opposed to coming back as quickly as possible during the season. I guess if you're trying to harvest and go on a mission to find positivity and optimism anywhere, maybe that's it. Maybe that explains why he looked much more like an average corner this year and at times horrible.
I hope so.
Okay, the Cowboys did finish the season. I know you had the DVOA ranking. What was it, the fourth worst of
fourth
all time?
Fourth worst, yeah. Not good.
They did end up with the worst defensive EPA per play the NFL has seen since they started doing the EPA per play stuff in 2020. That was dead balls worst. And the EPA per play is probably the best overall catch statistic, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, I think the DVOA encompasses more. But yeah, the EPA per play is right up there. Success rate's right up there as well.
Well, let's talk some more draft here for you. By the way, you got something?
Yeah, I just asked one of my buddies who scouts Miami.
Yeah.
I said, where do you have the other Miami edge going? He's round wise. He says, as long as their medicals check out, I feel they're both first round players.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Third round.
So I'm asking right now, is an age a problem? And he's about to answer me back here.
Well, Romello Hyde also going to be 25.
Yeah, he is. He's been to four different programs.
Yeah, he's a sixth-year dude in college. So, I mean, I've seen him also mocked for the first round.
But we've been dealing with that because of the COVID stuff, right? I mean, we just kind of play on, you know? I remember Parcells yelling at us about our corner, you know,
Newman,
you know, and he played 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, Bill's like, he's too old. I'm like, okay, fine. We don't have a corner, coach.
I would really prefer a younger guy, but dang it, you just got to get a guy that can step in and play.
I totally
agree.
And if
he's 21 or 25, like right now, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You got to get some good players in here. What is your dream scenario for the Cowboys with the 12th overall pick? Asked John Machota there from the Athletic. I would say if you're talking about a dream scenario, then it would be Ohio State's Arvil Reese slipping to you at 12 somehow. But that seems like a very long shot before we get a chance to get through the pre-draft process and get an opportunity to learn what the teams are saying about guys. But I feel like he's a Micah prospect, and I don't know if he's going to be stand-up or edge. I would much rather my edge have a full toolkit and all. But he can just explode and bend.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Oftentimes that's going to be enough to allow you to produce as a rookie, right?
Just so good with his first step. I mean, he covers ground unbelievably. Him or Caleb Downs would be my dream scenario at 12.
Yeah, if I could circle back, my guy, my scout buddy talking about it's Mizdor, right?
Is who we're talking Mesidor. About.
Mesidor, excuse me, Mesidor. He said age will be a problem for some teams. Just think it's too disruptive this year. His feet need to pass inspection, though. He's had procedures on both.
Ooh, okay.
So that's the feet are going to have to check out. The age, evidently some teams will have a problem with it, but the medicals are going to be the most important thing here.
I do think Caleb Downs could slip to 12. I think you could get your dream scenario.
That could happen. The safety position is one that's weird. A lot of these top safeties kind of go in the middle. So being there at 12, he's just a player that I don't think the Cowboys have had since Darren Woods, and he can fix a lot of issues for you.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. I mean, you saw last night in Ravens-Steelers, the turning point in that game was Kyle Hamilton going out. Yeah. Like, the Steelers could not score. Dude goes out, he ran into his fellow safety, Gilman, has a concussion, didn't know what day of the week that it was, and all of a sudden, the Steelers are putting up 23 points there in the second half.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.